Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a beautiful pale blue directly over Our Lady's statue. But strangely, there is an outline, a very dark outline of what appears to be a door, a very large door. Now, directly in the center of this formation of a door, there's a tremendous light. Oh, I can see Our Lady now coming forward. She's dressed in a beautiful white gown. It's so brilliant, the light about Our Lady, that the trim on her gown is sparkling and metallic looking. And Our Lady's mantle is a pure white, a brilliant white. Oh, it's whiter than sugar. I can't have know of any other comparison in the whiteness of the gown and the mantle of Our Lady. Directly along the outer edge, there is a sparkling filament of gold all about the trim of Our Lady's mantle. Oh, it's just magnificent in color. Oh, Our Lady now is drifting. She doesn't walk. She's floating forward directly over her statue. Now she's extending her rosary, which she's taken from about her waist, a beautiful, huge rosary. It's, I believe, for our own comparison, the beads, the coloring, the beads are very large for that reason that we can see that they're very translucent. Beautiful. There's the golden Our Fathers, and the Hail Mary beads now have multicolors. They're all the colors of the rainbow. They're so beautiful. Our Lady now is pointing upward, and there's descending from the sky a crown, a beautiful crown of roses. Oh, there's not a thing behind it. It's just descending onto Our Lady's head now. It's circling Our Lady's head directly onto her mantle. Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful, the Queen of the Roses. Oh, now Our Lady is pointing, and the sky seems to be rolling back. And all of these angels, they're all sizes, perhaps ages, if there is an age, a chronological age for angels. They look like, some look like children. They're dressed in all the colors of the rainbow. It is so beautiful. Now they're all forming a circle about Our Lady. Beautiful, I should say, a half circle. They're not going in front of her. They're lining up directly behind Our Lady. Oh, it's so beautiful. Queen of the Roses, Queen of the Rosary. Now Our Lady is placing her large rosary back about her waist onto her sash, and she's touching her mouth with her fingers. That means to listen. My child, there are difficult days ahead for all mankind. The sands of the hourglass have traveled fast because of the increase of the corruptive state of your country and many nations throughout the world. My child and my children, the greatest anguish of heart that we suffer now is because of the sorcery that has come into the lives of many of your children. We call this sorcery, my children, because there has been a combination of the practice of the occult, witchcraft, with drugs. The minds of your children are being destroyed and distorted by the use of mind-controlling agents from hell. And I say from hell, my children, because it is the diabolical plan of Satan to control the minds of your children. Oh, parents, if I could only allow you to see into your near future, and I say near because your near future is not counted by years, but months now. You will find that sin is truly insanity. Children shall rise up against their parents and put them to death. Murder shall be rampant in your streets, my children. And why? Because you have now set up another god to worship, a god of materialism and atheism. My children, arrogance and pride has reached even into the hearts of our clergymen. In the plan of the Eternal Father, they are permitted to be blinded because of sin and avarice and pride. Oh, my children, the parents of your nation, the parents of the world, must now assume a full responsibility for the salvation of their children's souls. You cannot depend upon your school systems, your entertainment medias, your avenues of knowledge to the young, for they have become polluted and are cesspools of error and degradation. In the plan of the Eternal Father, my children, it has now become necessary to remove many of the young from the world. Sorrowfully, in the past, I have warned you all and counseled you as your mother, as a mediatrix from God to man, that you must mend your ways and do penance. And what did you do to stop any chastisement upon you? Very little, my children, very little. The good have gone upon their ways, neither caring to save their brothers. Selfishness has entered into the hearts of even the good. My children, without charity, you are as nothing. My son is being, his body is being defiled by man. And do you think this shall be permitted for long? I assure you, my children, you are coming to the closing year of your world. Man, in his arrogance and his search for knowledge, tries to create a new life for man. And what is he doing but paving a war in which the flesh shall be burned off the bones of man. And after this war, very few shall be left upon earth. In my past counsel to you, how many have listened? Too few have acted upon my counsel, and now you shall reap what you have sown. My children, there shall be set upon mankind a major disaster. One more worldwide warning shall be given, and then the major disaster of the ball of redemption. My children, I have traveled to and fro, back and forth across your earth, pleading with you as your mother to do penance, make sacrifices, and pray. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your countries, in your homes. You must not allow the faith to be extinguished in the hearts of your children. For without the light, they will fall fast into darkness. And in the darkness, they no longer will be recognized as humans, but shall be reduced to an animal state. Oh, my children, you have cast aside the reality of the existence of Satan now in your world, Earth. It is Satan's plan to make you believe he does not exist. It is in this manner that he can go across your earth to and fro, gathering his armies in fallen souls. My children, you must use the exorcism of Saint Michael constantly, daily in your lives. For those who knock upon your door now may be evil. Many are human bodies that are dead, but with live, diabolical spirits within them. My children, gather all of the past books of knowledge given by your God to you. Do not allow the satanic agents to destroy them. There are only two forces upon earth, my children, good and evil. You cannot at this time walk a middle course, for if you become lukewarm, you shall fall. This, my child, is what will be. In darkness do they seek the way. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fires that burn the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few, so work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. My children, much is given in riddle or parable to you for a reason. There is a war now advancing far greater than any physical war fought by man in the past. It is a war of the spirits. Every now agent in hell walks the earth. They plan to build up their armies, and we from heaven shall meet them on the course. My children, keep a vigilance of prayer in your homes. Keep a vigilance of prayer going throughout your nation and all of the nations of the world. It is a battle now for souls, my children. The eventual victory is with my Son in the Eternal Father. However, this is now a testing time for all mankind. The separation of the sheep from the goats. All that is rotten must fall. Now, my children, you must proceed with caution and test the spirits about you. Many shall parade themselves as angels of light, but they are wolves in sheep's clothing, for they have ravenous hearts, and they are agents of hell. Satan, the man of perdition, the prince of darkness, now is upon your world. He walks your earth. Satan, not his consorts or demons, but Satan himself is loose now from earth and walks your earth. He has them permitted to send onto you the test, my children. He has entered upon your earth to claim his own. Pray, my children, for your brothers and sisters, for many are fast falling into hell. Satan was always a murderer. And that, my children and my child, shall be his great vantage point. You will understand my counsel, my children, within a short time. You will continue to send throughout the world sacramentals for the protection of the young. Guard your families, protect your homes. They must become a fortress for your family. For when your children leave, they are subjected now to all of the agents of hell. The sacramentals, your rosary, my children, the beads of prayer, your scapulars were given for a reason, and you must keep the sacramental given for these very days from Saint Benedict upon you. I, my child, have always called him the fighter of demons. Now our lady is raising her rosary. She's taken it from about her waist, and she's extending the crucifix out like this, a beautiful golden crucifix. Oh, it's so bright and brilliant, a gold. Oh, it just catches all the lights about the heavens. And Our Lady is making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as my Son blesses you in the Father and sends among you the Spirit of light. Name the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my children and my child, with your prayers of atonement. There is much work to be done.
Thank you.
It is a most difficult mission, my child. We know all human frailties, but do not be concerned. You will be given the strength to continue. Rest cures all, my child. Experience will teach many of the fall of the young. They are truly the victims of their elders, my child. You have been placed in your present abode for a reason. I am certain, my child, you understand why. Much given in the photographs must remain a secret at this time. 3 will be taken now, my child, but no word will be spoken of them. The sky is very pink all about the trees, and there's radiating from out of the circle of pink brilliant streams of white light that are coming directly to the center of the sky over Our Lady statue, and now through the center of the light I can see Jesus. He's coming forward. It's very windy because the wind is whipping his skirts about his feet. He has a very long gown on. It's a beige color, and he has a belting. It's like a skin-like type of belting, some type of, I don't know how it's made, but it's a darker tan, almost the color of his sandals. Jesus has on dark brown sandals. Now, his cloak has fallen onto his shoulders. He has a burgundy cape. And it's very heavy. It looks almost like a velvet material. It's a very heavy material. And Jesus is shifting now the cape onto his left arm. And he's extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down also from the left side of the sky, directly over the tall tree. She's floating over. It's so beautiful how the air carries them forward. They don't walk like we do, they just glide. And Michael now is coming directly behind Jesus, down from the sky. He covers the whole sky. He is tremendous. Now Our Lady is with me. She's talking to Jesus and nodding. And Jesus now is touching his lips with his first finger. My child, there is great urgency at this time that the world must know that there is a nation with a satellite. Their experimentation shall bring great sorrow to many in the near future. Oh, my children, you do not realize that in your search for knowledge and power, You have created weapons of your own destruction. Satan has poisoned the minds of many. It is Satan now who roams your earth. He has been given his time, and he seeks to claim his own. Nation shall rise against nation. My children, the forces of 666 are worldwide now, and it will bring great distress to the nations. In your country, the United States and North America, there are many agents of hell loose now. They have entered into all of your medias of communication. My child, I must caution you again that the telephone is a diabolical, mechanical instrument of Satan. Beware. Do not be affrighted, my child. I tell you this and repeat it again for your protection and for the well-being of your mission. My children, I will not counsel you anew upon the horrors being perpetrated in your country and in your cities by the agents of hell. My children, if you reject the supernatural, you reject your own reprieve and salvation. You cannot fight what you cannot see, and you cannot see if you allow yourselves to be blinded. My children, we ask that you remove this blindness from your hearts and accept what is happening in your world. The man of perdition walks the earth now. He is Satan, and he shall enter into the body of any man, woman, or child who has fallen out of grace and will work his rule among you, and he'll work his destruction among you. He is the prince of darkness, and he will seek out his consorts who have given themselves over to sin and abominations. My children, he is lining up his forces now. They have entered into every city in your country, and they shall soon be made known. They have adopted their own instruments of destruction. My children, all that has been given to you in counsel by my mother in the past must be studied, for now you have reached the point in the road. You can neither go from the road or stay in one place now, because now you must go forward. The road has become very short, and this road, my children, is the way to heaven. Much you will not understand at this time, my child and my children, but all that has been given must come to pass. You will pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes, in your country, and the countries throughout the world. Darkness of spirit has settled into every nation upon earth, and these diabolical dark forces shall bring much sorrow and gnashing of teeth to mankind. Man has sought to become a king among nations, and man has sought to destroy my church upon earth, and he builds himself one that cannot be recognized as being in the light, for it is a church now of humanism. And woe to those who have set themselves up to worship idols and have commanded through Satanism. My children, have you all progressed into insanity? For surely you have been counseled in the past that sin is insanity, and you now shall reap your own harvest in suffering. My children, I hear all cries of peace and brotherhood, and where is the peace and where is the brotherhood? As you progress along the road to your own destruction, charity has grown cold in the hearts of most, and those who profess a vocation in the clergy have become neither lukewarm nor active, but they go downstream to their destruction like ducks, neither caring whether the abominations destroy souls in my house. They call forth the heavy hand of the Father upon them. All manners of violations to all humanness and dignity is taking place even within the portals of my church. Violations against sanctity. Oh, my children, man has called down this time upon himself. The Eternal Father is a merciful Father,
but he is hard-pressed now to give you a reprieve.
The light of faith is flickering. Shall I find even a small flicker of faith left in the hearts of man when I return? My children, in your sin and insanity, it will be a day when man wishes and envies the dead. He will wish that he could be dead, and yet he will go through a crucible of suffering that he has brought upon himself. The living will truly envy the dead. My children, I could go through a long discourse with you, repeating over and over the pleas of my mother. She has been truly a guardian of her children upon earth. She has set herself to plead your cause before heaven. For I assure you, my children, if it were not for my mother, you would have received a just chastisement years before this. You will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world and your countries. No man shall fall into hell unless he goes there of his own free will, But I assure you, my children, there is a hell and there is a purging place. And there is the eternal glories of heaven. Yours for the asking. Believe and you will be given the way. My children, many parents shall cry bitter tears of anguish as they find too late that their children are lost to them forever. Satan is claiming the souls of many young now. Seek the light, my children. It is a simple way. I am the way. I am the light. I've left a legacy to you. Nourish your souls with my body and blood. Do not abandon me at the tabernacles of earth. My children, you must eat of the bread of life, and I am the way. My child, I do not seek to bring fright to your heart at the knowledge of what is to be soon. However, you have been well prepared in the past by my mother. The second part of your mission has started, my child. You will understand. It will appear the direction before your very eyes. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going across the sky to our left side. He's standing now. He's cutting over. Now Lady is coming right behind him. Oh, it's so beautiful. The sky is all lighted up now behind Jesus and Our Lady. And those beautiful angels in all of the colors of the rainbow, they're dressed all. They're so beautiful. Now Jesus is coming over. He's standing directly above the tree and extending his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning. She's looking over her left shoulder. Oh, now Jesus, she's waiting, and Jesus now is going past her. They're going across the sky now, and they're heading over on our right side. Now they're just coming above first troll tree there. Now Our Lady is saying, I can't hear what she's saying to Jesus. Now he's looking down and he's smiling. He's raising his hand out like this, with his three fingers, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you. And we send to you the Spirit of Light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. Right now, politics will not influence the advance of the man of sin. When your leaders recognize the existence of a supernatural world, my child, much more shall be accomplished. in saving your city, your state, and your nation. As long as they accept everything upon a human basis, my child, they will never be able to defeat one who is supernatural. This may be a puzzle to some, my child. My own will know me. You will continue upon your mission, not being influenced by your human companions. It would be best if you keep much of this knowledge to yourself, for many cannot understand without the full story, my child. Every seer of heaven has his and her own work to perform. One never has to question the ways of the Eternal Father. All must be accepted with confidence, my child. Workers, my child, are always chosen for their perseverance and fortitude. We cannot at this time keep those that the wind can bend. The winds will become much stronger, my child. Therefore, we had to separate the wheat from the chaff. Only the full kernels may develop into stronger stalks. The evil that now darkens the world, my child. All of this knowledge was given in the past. I repeat, he, the man of perdition, is wherever there is sin in excess. He will debase human beings in a manner so foul that one will recognize that it is truly a creation from the very depths of hell. Perversion, degradation, and all foulness comes from hell. Sadly, my child, all this will be propagated through the use of human bodies. Recognize the faces of evil about you for your protection. Pray for the light. We accept, my children, all who give themselves as victims to the merciful heart of the Father. Many latter-day saints shall rise from the conflagration. You will, my child, take one composite set of photographs.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 6, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.